The union and St. Charles Hospital have both claimed the other has harassed workers in the current service worker union fight. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has an update on the charges.
The National Labor Relations Board is set to rule if the unfair labor practice charges against the hospital have merit and will be investigated. It may be several months before a ruling. In the meantime, some hospital workers have claimed they've been harassed by union representatives as well. Some say union reps have followed them home and refused to leave. Felicia Higgins with SEIU Local 49 says this simply isn't true.
Absolutely not. No organizer would be at a person's house. If we're asked to leave anywhere, we leave. You know, I think the organizers have not been given the same access to the hospital. Hospital management has created a hostile environment.
Higgins says other hospitals around the state allow union representatives to present their case at the hospital, but St. Charles won't allow them access. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The loss of the T-Mobile call center in Redmond is affecting recruiting efforts for EDCO. Roger Lee helped bring T-Mobile to Redmond back in 2004. He's disappointed that Redmond is on the list of 7 call center closures across the country. He says they'll try to fill that space in Redmond.
Well, it definitely impacts our recruiting efforts. We have projects that we're working on today that that could fit for this building, but we obviously it wasn't available when we have made our recent proposals. But I think we have more of an immediacy and urgency to do what we can to fill that building. And that's just some additional outreach to the folks that have companies and clients that would need that space.
John Rexford names his choice for a deputy when he takes over as superintendent of the High Desert ESD. An article in the Bulletin says he wants Paul Andrews to take the post as his right-hand man. Rexford will leave his post as deputy superintendent of Bend Lapine Schools in June and assume his High Desert duties. Andrews is currently the executive director of the ESD's School Improvement Program. Flags will fly at half staff throughout Oregon to honor a fallen Air Force officer from Bend. 26-year-old First Lieutenant Justin Wilkins died February 18th when the plane carrying him and 3 other special ops crew members crashed in Djibouti, Africa. Dick Tobiasen, president of the Bend Heroes Foundation, says about 60 flags will line tomorrow's funeral route.
What does it do for the community? Well, it tells the community a couple of things. One is that the community should always respect and honor those who protect our freedoms. What we have now is our youngest veterans in combat, mostly out of Iraq, still in Afghanistan, and other places that are not well known to us, like Djibouti.
Lieutenant Wilkins' family says he will be remembered for his great laugh, his warm heart, and his great bear hugs. They say his love of flying was evident from an early age. He received his glider license at age 14 and his pilot's license when he was just 16. Fish and wildlife officials can move forward with a plan to trap and kill California sea lions at Bonneville Dam. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
The Humane Society of the U.S. wanted to stop Fish and Wildlife departments from Oregon and Washington from trapping and killing California sea lions that are eating salmon at Bonneville Dam. The Oregonian reports that a federal judge has denied a request for a temporary restraining order. The sea lions can only be killed if they have resisted previous hazing efforts and still won't leave the dam. The ruling allows the removal of up to 30 sea lions per year. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio unveils a plan to provide a steady stream of timber and timber revenues in Oregon and California. An article in the Bulletin says the bipartisan plan divides federally owned land in both states into permanently protected forest stands and areas open for logging. Old growth stands would fall into the permanently protected category, while younger forests would be placed into a public trust for logging. Oregon Congressman Greg Walden and Kurt Schrader joined DeFazio as co-sponsors of that proposal. And the owner of Hoodoo says they'll probably lose money this year, but at least finish strong with a healthy spring ski season. Chuck Shepard, the owner, says it's almost impossible to recover from a bad December. He says they get 25% of their revenue during that time, and because of the weather, they were closed.
A highlight about this year has been the tubing. I think we may, in spite of being closed in December, we may set records for the amount of tubers we have up here. People are discovering the Audubon, and it's been great. I'm hoping in the future that we can expand that area.
As for skiing this spring break, he says Hoodoo should have one of its best spring breaks in many years with great quality snow and almost record snowpack. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com. Get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.